Thank you, Mr. President. I don't have a prepared statement, but I wanted to provide a voice from another member of the P6 because we've really worked together so closely on this. And I think that the CD is not really used to working like this. We're used to this approach where one president starts, does their best to do a program of work, and then the world starts all over again. That's not what we've done this time. So we really started this presidency from a basis of we've got a package to work with and did extensive consultations. And I think it's good that we're having this meeting today. It's good to listen to all member states. I think that I mean, when I look at the two texts, I mean, this is not a new proposal. It's not significantly different than what was presented a few weeks ago. I don't think it really contains anything unexpected, but I do understand CD members wanting to sort of understand a bit more about why. We think it protects the interests of everyone in this room, but it does actually allow us to get back to work, which it is the responsibility of all of us to do. So what we've been doing really is fine-tuning and not starting from scratch. And this is really a good faith effort by the P6 team on a package which gives us a framework for substantive work. I do think that from listening to people in the room, I mean, I think my distinguished colleague from South Africa said that we would like a program of work that we can be proud of. And I agree, we would like to have a program of work we can be proud of, but we also want to be proud of the CD, and I think there are different views on what a program of work is. If you look just at the rules of procedure, we're supposed to establish a program of work at the start of the session, and the rules don't give a lot of guidance as to what a program of work needs to contain. My reading of it is that it's a tool for us to do our work. And what's actually more important is what is the work that we're actually doing. Others feel very strongly that a program of work needs to have a negotiating mandate. If that were possible at this point in time, we would happily put forward one that had a negotiating mandate. All of our consultations show that's just not possible at this point in time. So how do we actually get to negotiations? We need to have a framework where we can sit in this room, understand each other better, build towards common agendas on negotiating mandates, and we can't do that if we don't have a framework to actually talk to each other. I think a lot of people said, I think last week, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. I mean, I think this is a genuine effort at starting and providing a framework to get us back to work. It's the tool. It's not actually, the CD doesn't exist to agree programs of work. It exists to negotiate on disarmament, and this is a way to try and get us to do that. So I just wanted to provide another perspective from the P6. Thank you.